Well, are we welcoming?
Yeah.
Can I welcome now?
Yeah, you can.
Welcome.
But it's still spinning.
Wait, it's spinning.
No, is that the delay?
That was the delay. That was this Twitch stream.
So we're live.
Now we're live.
Okay.
Well, is that delayed?
No, that's not delayed.
My hand's up. My hand went up. Welcome to episode 153 of Crippled System, the podcast.
That was very professional. I didn't know what to do next.
I threw y'all off. Kaboom. My name is Brian. I play The Division.
Hi.
Jesus. Seriously?
I was going to say something, but then I opened my mouth and stopped, and then my body's like, that's what I look like when I yawn. So it yawned. I can't see the screen because of all the glare. True story. Never There's a baby I. there. The end. Oh, I can see it now. I'm Nathan.
Now he's sad. He can see himself.
Yes. Everyone should be sad when they can see me.
I'm Jackie. This is Munchkin.
Munchkin.
That's her actual name.
There's zero chance that you're audible, but this is going to be complicated as hell. All right.
Somebody's right going to have to. There. Oh, that's going to be that? Grabbed immediately.
It's out of reach. Fine. It's out of baby reach.
Baby reach.
You underestimate her baby. I'm sorry, misunderestimate her baby reach.
Yeah.
Hilarity may ensue this episode. Who knows? Or maybe not.
Maybe. Hey, this might be the first ever baby possessing podcast episode of a War Machine related nature.
This
we're taking our tech up another step.
We could be like the first podcast that's stopped for emergency.
I wanted to see like baby vomit everywhere, just randomly.
We might not be the first podcast where somebody shits themselves on air.
I mean, Colin's been on a podcast before, so they've already covered that part. Ooh, she saw
that. Didn't take long.
So at the time,
this is gonna be a lot of us probably just staring at Aurora. And
no baby staring.
Munchkin. Right.
So we.
There goes the pop filter.
She's right. Fine. She's got it.
Yep.
All right. So
announcements.
Announcements. We have Adepticon coming up
in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. There's an Adepticon. Mm-hmm. Nathan and I will be there.
Are you in the car still, or have you fixed that situation?
I should probably check and see if I can fix it. I haven't bothered to check, though.
Take a free.
Yeah. Free's awesome.
Free, and you just need a couple blankets.
I mean, if somebody has a free floor of their hotel room, I'll take I'm living
help
free.
Help me find one, too. I don't have one either.
I'm putting as much effort into finding it for you as I've put into finding it for myself.
We're working on it, too, so...
Oh, there you go.
Space for four?
So you and Keith get a room, and Andy and I will crash in it.
Do you really want to crash in our room? You may see things that cannot be unseen.
I've seen it all.
I think I stayed with Keith at Gen Con 1 year.
Some things can't be unseen.
I stayed with Mr. Bucket and you and Keith 1 year.
Yeah.
That was four of us.
We've seen everything. We've seen everything.
We've seen it all. On the grass. Boop your nose. Adepticon.
That's happening. I don't know the list of events, but there's a lot of events at Adepticon. It's a good time.
I think I got the competitive package, so I should probably, look into that.
Well, there's a Guild Ball event. That's all we care about.
Well, I'm just going to play Time Stories.
There you go.
It's the Year of the Dragon
there's
or whatever
like
it's called.
There's two people in the community who don't like Time Score stories. It's so bizarre.
Well, the two PPE guys. It's Plumber and Simon, I think, was the other one.
Don't like Time Stories?
It's terrible. Yeah. Plumber thought it was the worst game he's ever played.
It seems like a narrative like that would tie Simon fairly well into it.
And they said it was too bookkeepy, which I don't know how dealing out six cards is bookkeepy.
Sure.
They said it was just too much, every time you went someplace, there was all this fiddly stuff, and it literally is just deal out six cards. But
yeah, I haven't played it, but I've watched it. There's not that much on the table. Played fiddly game. I've been spending days unpacking my Shadows of Rimstone Kickstarter, my package. That's fucking fiddly.
Yeah.
And I still have days to go to get that thing assembled. Getting something out of Kickstarter when you get them a year and a half later.
Yeah, I just noticed that. So Twitch is not
announcing that we're online.
Yep. Oh, well.
You can tweet it. You can say, hey, Twitch isn't doing this, but just so you know, we're online.
Hey, we still have two people there.
We got three people. One of them's Paradox. No, it's not. It's Fredox. That's better.
I didn't know anybody actually listened to this.
Nobody does.
We usually get one Australian person to watch us. We get Tort.
Yeah, Tort's not here though.
I chatted all day with Australians because I was playing Paddles, who used to play Scorn in Perth, now plays Menoth. I played Division for like 10 hours with him, or 5 or 6 hours. He played for like 12 hours straight. He's crazy.
All right.
That's my paddle story.
Are we supposed to vamp a little bit longer so I can...
Kickstarter has two... Well, it ends at like 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday. So okay. It's got like 3 days left.
Good. And then I still have a chance.
As of this exact moment. Yeah, and we're only like $30 away from the second stretch goal.
Ooh.
So, you know.
I might pay for my team this week if I can just remember to email. And that's a lot of work. I have to go to PayPal and like hit submit.
I am 99.9% sure. Well, we're only holding words. We have 99.9% nailed down what the final cost for teams for the WITC is going to be. And it's like half of what the maximum possibly would have been. But I don't want to officially state that yet because we wanted to double check one thing that was kind of a no-brainer, but it's always those no-brainer things you don't double-check that end up just boning you in an orifice.
Oh, yeah. Boning in orifices.
But we'll see. You're a baby. Baby, you can't drink Cheerios through a sippy cup. It doesn't work that way. Or if you can, you'll be a popular girl.
We've called people babies before, but usually Jeremy was here.
Yeah. I vamped about Kickstarter. It's somebody else's turn to talk. Jackie hasn't said shit.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
I had a weekend off. It happens once every year or so.
Well, you only work a few hours a day.
Only a few.
There you go.
So like 16?
Yeah. Only 12.
Should I not swear in front of the baby?
I don't really give a shit.
There we go. Well, because she can't talk yet, so exactly. She can't. Exactly. Yeah.
We're expecting her to come home from kindergarten one day after being sent to the principal's office for calling somebody a shithead or something like that. So it's inevitable.
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 Yeah, somebody had mentioned that we should give Aurora Jeremy's mic. I think if she does make another special appearance on the podcast, we should have a high chair.
We'll get a high chair and some pizza for her. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Pop.
All right.
For our audio listeners that are going to get this afterwards, she just took the pop filter and is just smashing her face into it.
It's there to keep the mic safe. It's keeping the mic safe.
She looked like from the other side of the pop filter, it looks like the face is coming to the TV in Exorcist or not Exorcist, Poltergeist or whatever. She loves it though.
It is not the most sanitary thing in the world.
No, especially not anymore.
Her favorite toy is the toilet. I'm not really worried.
Sure.
It's a pretty amazing device. It's,
it is.
It's fascinating.
It is a better contribution than Jeremy so far.
Oh, do you want to talk in his heat?
She's literally licking the microphone. Good times. Yeah, let's, there we go. Pop filter, microphone. Baby, look, here's a thing that's not, you know, covered in filth.
I'll see if it's ostensibly. Katie, you can just give him a dollar and you should be fine. That's a test.
I don't know what that meant.
But give Katie a dollar, you calm her down. Just, you know,
she just likes money.
Yeah.
She is an accountant.
Every time Katie has ever been mad at me, I literally keep singles on me for if I hang out with Katie and she gets mad, I just give her a dollar to calm her down. I've gotten out of a lot of trouble with Katie. It costs me about $3 a month, but it really is a lifesaver to keep cash on you. That's a pro tip for anyone out there who hangs with Katie. Just if she gets crazy, which she does because she's Katie, just give her a dollar. You'd think it would take more sometimes, but no matter how mad she is, one single dollar will still calm her down.
No, Missy.
Well, Katie likes money.
Oh, she loves money.
Yeah. It is like scientifically proven that just touching money makes you happy.
Here's a Shay story. Katie, we went to go see a movie last week. We saw Zootopia, which is actually phenomenal.
Zootopia
is amazing. I was surprised. I didn't know what it was about. But I wanted to go see Eddie the Eagle, and she said, no, we can't see Eddie the Eagle. It's a sports movie, and sports movies are dumb. So we ended up, then we both see Zootopia, which was still great. But then this weekend, she rented Whippet because she wanted to watch, I think, a roller derby movie.
I'm pretty sure roller derby is a sport.
She said, well, there was girls in it, so it can't be a sports movie. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're a girl and saying that's probably, I mean.
You're talking about renting Whippet?
No, she rented Whippet because she wanted to watch it, but I'm like, it's a sports movie. She's like, well, no, it's not. I'm like, how is that not a sports movie if Eddie the Eagle's not a sports movie?
I think I saw Whippet.
Yeah, we've seen Whippet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one, though, what's her face with the directing and the hey now.
Yeah, and then I made a comment about, you know, Whippets and I, you know, it's a good lesbian sport, and she got all confused by that. So I had to explain how that worked. lesbians. She had no idea.
The concept of lesbians.
She's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, any female sport is a lesbian thing.
Yeah. Yeah, basketball.
Heterosexual women do not play sports. This is a proven scientific fact.
I forgot my other point.
Oh, speaking of sports, so there was a UFC fight night that happened on Friday night.
Yep.
I have my DVR set to record it. Unfortunately, I didn't record the first one, so I recorded the replay. And as I'm watching the replay of the sport, it's on Fox Sports 1. So at the bottom of it, it goes through the UFC, and it's telling you all the results as I'm watching the replay of it for the later event, for the later fights.
Did you just like hold your hand up under the bottom half of your peripheral vision so you couldn't see the bottom of the TV?
Well, I had already checked out the results online.
What the hell?
So this may be me complaining about something that I don't need to, but I already checked out the results. I didn't realize I recorded it, and I just happened to flip through my DVR. I'm like, oh, I did. So,
but still, for a more rational person, that would have been infuriating.
That would have been pretty annoying to have all those results be spoiled like that.
Katie also, I remember I had my story. That is ridiculous, by the way, what you just said. They watched the big hit, and she was trying to like argue with like the results. She was like trying to argue with the TV. It's like it's a thing that happened in the past. It's not a debatable thing. And she's like so pro money. And, like, you know, that kind of thing that she just like seems so mad
at. She was yelling at the characters.
Yeah. Oh,
they can't hear you.
Big hit. A big hit. You didn't invite me?
I wasn't there for it. Jeremy was telling me about it. I was home setting up my Shadow stuff and playing Division.
I love the big hit.
It has my second favorite character who refuses to die.
By the way, I completely screwed that one up. I meant the Big Short. Completely different.
Completely different.
They would never watch The Big Hit because I'm like, The Big Hit, yeah, no, wait a minute, that's not a thing any of those people would watch.
I was trying to think where money came into that.
No, you're right. As soon as I said it, something was wrong a minute ago, and I can't remember the word that I used that was wrong, and now it all kind of came back to me. The Big Short. She was like, that's not correct. I'm like, that's actually based on what happened. This is kind of amusing me.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't know anything anyway. She needs Excel.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah. The Big Hit is all about money too.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I mean, that's what they're trying to get. They're trying to get more money.
She's got a good point.
God, that movie is. I love that movie is like one of my favorites.
Big Hit's great.
Love that.
I love dumb movies that know they're dumb. They're amazing.
Yeah. That's my recommendation. Go watch The Big Hit.
The end.
Yep.
We lost two viewers talking about The Big Hit.
No, that's not live.
That's not live.
It's live, but it's not really.
It was 7, and now it's 5. My life!
So, Jack,
I need validation!
Have you made your character? You're playing an Iron Kingdoms role-playing game with Marshall and his guys.
I haven't made my character yet, but I'm going to be a Mafia liaison, basically.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I haven't decided if I'm also going to be a double agent with Signar or not. It's kind of... That may be an evolving topic.
That's one benefit of having Marshall back in our town, is people can actually get some role-playing in with them. Yeah, I figured Iron Kingdoms is always. I still love that new Hordes book they came out with.
The Unleashed
book.
Yeah, I got that. Like the whole set and everything, the adventure kit and whatnot, and that was the end of it.
I actually like the hard. I have the hardcover book. Me too. It's actually great to read. It's actually pretty hilarious. It's one of the more well done and interesting role playing books I've read, just from the fluff point of view.
I love the section where they talk about training war beasts.
Yeah.
And they talk about how they train. Titans and how they train this and then they go over and then they get to the minion section. Every one of them is just like, no, you can't train these, and they all have a different fluff reason why you can't train them.
Yeah, the Pharaoh chapters are great. Everything about the minions is just amazing. Everything about the Pharaoh is ridiculous in that book.
You cannot train a bone swarm. It's basically roadkill. It's valid.
Seems legit.
Yeah, I want to be a Pharaoh something if I ever play again.
I'm upset because Jim is playing a Bog Trog Ambusher, and that's what I... Well, the thing is, I wanted to play a Bog Trog Warcaster, or at least have Warcaster armor, because I think it would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, some heavy changes would need to be made in order to allow that character.
I know Keith has a Trollkin, and then he took the thing that gives you +1 to your base size, so he's on a large base. So he's just like this 9-foot tall, just beast.
I know Jeremy's character has like super high intelligence and like defense 8. So he walked out of cover. The first thing he did got taken out. But almost got killed one shot.
Oh yeah, Jeremy's got a crossbowman guy It was like a mage hunter of some sort.
Super low defense.
With super low defense.
Yeah, 8.
Like how
less,
do you do
less
that?
Less than a fucking colossal.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Evidently they tried to convince him that was a bad idea during character creation. He thought it would work.
Did he just think he'd hit them first so they wouldn't get to shoot back?
That was kind of his idea. Because I can boost my hit and damage. I'm like, well, how much damage do you do when you're dead?
That's my next question. In fairness, he survived the first session.
Yeah, he's on the ground bleeding out.
Survived, yes.
He did.
And all of his friends killed the enemy before he died. He bled out.
Yeah.
Hey, if it works, it works.
he created the suspense and the time limit. Okay, well, if Jeremy dies in 7 rounds, so we better finish the game in 6 rounds.
That's how we always used Jeremy in Borderlands 2, was he would go somewhere sure. and die, and then we had to finish the fight in time to res him.
Yeah, so it's kind of like similar to...
He's our rally point.
If you watched Speed Racer in the giant fight scene in the middle on the mountain where you have Sparky... Sparky can't handle his fight.
Yeah.
Of course, Nathan's not paying attention.
I'm listening. Sparky can't handle his fight.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to retort to that. You were retorting.
I was listening intently to your anecdote.
Oh, okay.
Something Speed Racer.
Sparky and Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky. That can't be Sparky. Sparky had skin. That's an MST3K reference.
Good reference.
Anyway, Sparky. Jeremy is like Sparky.
Yes. He just can't handle himself in a fight. That was great. Good podcasting today.
Good podcasting, everyone. We still have someone listening to us. Why, I don't know.
We still have like 45 minutes to go.
Shit. It's fine. We're talking about IKRPG.
I could talk about The Division for half an hour. Actually, I couldn't. I could play for the next half an hour.
I'm kind of sad that they took away the ability to just block a doorway and prevent entire servers from playing the game.
Yeah.
Well, you could the reason why it was such a big issue is because of the amount of people that are joining the game right away.
Yeah, it was literally a day one problem.
Yeah,
because you're only in the tutorial area the first day, and you know not everyone's a max level. You can't. There's no part where that exists.
Yeah, but it hoses all the new players.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you go into the game right now, you're going to go right through that new area without any issues.
If you're high level, you can't go back to it. So you have to make a new, you have to make a character. And plus, like, you can't even do it anyway.
Well, right, because you can't do it anymore anyway. But because there would, otherwise, even beyond day one, you could still make a new character and just fuck over all the new people. There wouldn't be as many new people as there were day one, but there would still be new people.
Yeah.
But they changed it, so you can't do that
correct.
Anyway. Yeah, yep. I know, I heard you. I disagree.
You won that one, Nathan.
I did. Finally, somebody.
Finally, somebody listens to Nathan.
Yes.
His moment has finally come.
Yes. A woman who knows to shut up when I talk to her.
Wow.
When she throws up you in 20 minutes, it'll be great.
She really wants that microphone.
She does really want that microphone. Oh, now it's out of reach. Wah, wah.
Indeed. We could talk about the tournament I was at that I don't know who actually won.
You went to tournament for 3 rounds and left, and none of us were also there.
Yeah.
It'd be a good tournament summer. I know who won.
Who won? Jordan?
Jordan won.
Oh.
It was Jordan and Max in the finals.
It was? Oh, so
Max
so
destroyed they're... all of Jordan's army and then lost by scenario.
Really? Hmm. So then...
Doom Reavers won another tournament in Madison. I know. That's how we all feel about Doom Reavers. That's the exact response everyone makes. In that exact voice, too.
That's okay, because Jordan knows that it's limited. Like, a month from now, that will never win again.
He's pretty confident.
He's already starting to train replacement lists, because he knows the Doom Reavers have expired.
Yeah.
Oh, the Doom Reaver spam?
We're finally shifting our meta, because we're all sick of it.
Yeah, I would have probably done well against him, but I lost against Max because I made a poor list choice decision.
Was this a 35-point event?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so, that's the problem.
So
you couldn't play Acid Trip.
No, but I went against Max. Max had so I won my first game because I had to buy. My second game, I took on Brian Culp, beat him. It was Gatsby versus Butcher 3.
Suck at Culp.
Yep. Third game was against Max, and I had Gorshade 2 and Gatsby 2. He had Assyria and Ron, so I had Gorshade. That means he's not going to be playing Ron's charge of the battle mages.
Sure.
Because, well, all of them will die.
Right.
Well, the challenge is it casts a spell, then they die, so he can still pull you out, kill you, and then, you know, his Tavlog guy's dead.
Correct.
So it's still a little...
But I have stealth.
Gotcha. That
is. Yeah. So my whole army has stealth, except for the Kraken.
Yeah.
So he's not going to do anything.
So I would just take Gorshade's theme against Rhett all day, every day.
Correct. That's what I did, is I took Gorshade theme, because I'm thinking, it's like, oh, it's against Rhett. I'm not going to have anything to do, except for he has Assyria.
Yeah.
He took Assyria.
You're yep. distracted.
And Assyria's feet turn... has got issues with stealth. She gives her entire army true sight.
That's good for her.
That is good for her, because then she shot out my entire army. Also the Hyperion, then also consumed 5 out of 8 of the Bane Thralls that I had as well.
Good times.
So I couldn't even reanimate them into the unit. The other unit was just shot off the table. So at the end of his feat turn, I had the Kraken, Gorshade, one Bane Thrall that was behind a wall, the Standard Bearer, and then the rest were all Scrap Thralls.
So. Was Kerr there?
Kerr was there, yeah.
Had you feated yet?
I couldn't feat, because one was crits consumed, the other unit was gone.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because it can only return models that right. are part you, of that can, original right. unit.
You can make new ones with Tartarus still, but yeah, if he's gone, then it sucks to be you.
Tartarus is in my Gatsby list, actually. But
yeah, she disagrees with your choice to have Tartarus in your Gatsby list.
Well, my Gatsby list is fine. It just means I won't pair them two together. She wants to eat your hand.
Gee. No, correct pairing is, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. She doesn't think you should have played at 35 points. Well, Gatsby 2 just never loses at 35 points, I believe, is
yeah.
the counterpoint.
It was a lot of fun playing them at that. I mean, Culp did pretty much eliminate my entire army and then move Butcher too close, so I was able to get a weird wonky charge in with Tartarus so I could curse him. And then I got all my feet guys onto him. I got Parasite and my feet, and that's pretty much it.
Sure.
With everyone Mad 8 flying in. Uh-oh.
Roam free, baby.
Oh, this is not good. We have...
have a cat
gun. She could be a bit of cat plug. That's good.
Yeah, there's not that much fatal electronics over on the floor.
Not over this side. Suddenly we'll just see the camera just tilt to the side and fall.
You know what happened.
I'm making a leg wall beneath the table.
I think she found a Cheerio or something.
No,
else.
She found a Cheerio.
All right, nope. I have a leg wall. She's good. She's not getting through here.
Zappities?
We have some of those.
But then you left after round 3?
Yeah, I left after round 3. Like I said, as Keith invited me to a barbecue, and I'm like, I should go to a barbecue because that sounds like fun. And I just decided I'm going to do that.
And we played Sentinels of the Multiverse.
We did. We played 3 rounds of that.
Yep. And I decided I'm only ever going to play Argent Adept ever again.
What? I think Jim was doing some stuff wrong with Setback.
Oh, even if it wasn't. Just myself, I know I like support characters. Mm-hmm. I like healing and buffing and stuff like that. And that's all Argent Adept does. So that's what I will do forever and ever. Amen.
We absolutely destroyed the Eco-Terrorist. He had no chance whatsoever to our team.
Well, his whole gimmick, he does 0 damage. His whole gimmick is that he flips out cards. And once he gets 3 continuous ones out, he does a bunch of scenario damage, basically, and then resets, and then if he does it enough times, he wins the game. So he never tries to kill you directly, but he can only put out up to 2 cards per turn, and we had 2 characters, each of which got to destroy 1 card per turn, which meant he literally could never make any progress. So he just sat there impotently while we just mushroom stamped him to death.
Yeah, we let him flip once, and like, oh, that's what he could do, and then that was it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was when I got my upkeep out, and you got... Jackie got her upkeep removal out.
The Visionary, and who are you playing again, Andy?
I was playing Parse.
Parse, yeah.
Parse and the Visionary turns out broken against that guy.
Yeah.
Dark Visionary in general was pretty broken, though. Being able to draw the top 2 cards from the enemy's deck, put one on top and one on bottom, was pretty good.
The Wraith can do that normally as well.
Yep. Kvothe does something similar. That game's fun. It does have a terribly written rule book, but, you know...
That's unfortunately common nowadays.
It's not terribly written.
It is horrifically written. It is a terrible rulebook.
There are a lot of
the gameplay is fine by itself.
I never said the gameplay wasn't good.
But you're disparaging the game.
No, I'm not.
Some of my favorite games in the world have the shittiest rulebooks. Having a bad rulebook doesn't make a game bad. It just means it's a bad rulebook.
Yeah, they're unrelated things.
Yeah.
You know, the game can be incredibly well designed, and if the rulebook is just badly written, it's an obstacle, but it has nothing to do with the quality of the game itself. Like Brian said, I have plenty of games that I love that have terrible rulebooks.
Yeah. Some companies are so good at their games, they just sometimes have problems getting it laid out properly.
Yeah.
And I actually, Board Game Geek is great. For many games, I have downloaded fan-made rulebooks where it's literally the same rules, they just restructured them in different categories. I forgot what game I was going to do that for. I made a joke about one of the games I liked a lot I wanted to redo the rulebooks for. I think it was a miniature game. They structured it so poorly. But anyway, I don't think that. Yeah, you can have a great game with a bad rulebook.
Yeah, and you can have a great rulebook with a bad game. But I think because it's what we talked about with Sentinels and Multiverse, and I think this happens a lot. I think this is oftentimes the reason for a bad rulebook is they know how. And this comes up a lot when we're trying to write things like for how to word things for like the Steamroller packet and things like that. Is that you know how you want it to be, but knowing how you want it to be means that when you phrase it, the way you phrase it, you can parse in the way that translates to what you want. But that doesn't mean that somebody who has no context would read it that exact same way. So you have to get annoyingly legalese in-depth with your language. You know?
Yeah.
Like the big example that I had for the Sentinels of the Multiverse, and it's just such a duh thing. Like, obviously, they knew it, so they didn't put it in the rulebook. Nowhere in the rulebook does it say what to do when a deck is exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you reshuffle your discard pile into the deck. Yeah. Every game you've ever played, when the deck is exhausted, you shuffle your discard back like into the deck. And that's what we'd always done until somebody asked if one specific deck did that also.
Yeah.
And then we noticed that none of the decks technically told you what to do.
Yeah.
But again, the creators of the game had always played it that way, so just for some reason none of them thought to put it in there.
Yeah.
It happens.
Uh-oh.
Noisy baby.
Noise.
We'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Oh, I actually muted the mic there. So she'll be back in a few minutes. No, yeah. It's one rule that's not in the book. I don't think it makes it a terrible rule book. Like an obstinately bad, terrible rule book. I don't think it.
The FAQ for that game is gigantic because of how much is missing from that rule book.
It's more of a clarification on timing for certain things. Most of the things go through fairly easily from the actual card rules themselves.
I look at Fantasy Flight Desk now. They have the rule book, and then they have a second book of references. So it kind of separates two different things. You have the concepts and every... It's like, this is how you play the game, and then in the secondary book literally calls out everything in just a more almost FAQ style thing.
Rebellion is the first game ever to do that.
I love it.
What's Their Faces.
Shut Up, Sit Down, the worst board game podcast ever created in the history of the world.
Well, I was going to say, it's like some of the other rule books, it'd be like as if the FAQ that they have for Sentinels, it is a fan-made FAQ. It is basically that would be the same thing as somebody would gathered all the Infernal rulings on the rules questions and just put it in an FAQ. It's not really saying that the rules don't question it. It's somebody asks a question on this and the designers or a purple verified it, how this is how it does work.
That'd actually be really nice on that. Actually, on that subject, that'd be really nice if Privateer would do something like that.
Have a wiki of some sort, yeah.
It's impossibly unwieldy. Somebody did it in Mark 1, and it was like 800 million pages long, and it was just... Nobody would have the time to keep up on it.
That's fair.
We'll find some random person to do. We'll give them a dollar.
Okay.
One whole dollar.
And American?
Sure.
Okay, because Jamaican dollars suck.
Yeah. But you can have a million of them if you're rich. I have a million Jamaican dollars. I can buy a toaster. I lied. I can buy toast.
you can buy bread. I can buy
a picture of a bread.
Oh, Talbis is asking if we need any more chocolate pies.
No, thank you.
Yes.
Don't tempt me with chocolate pies. Oh. I hated myself every bite I took of the chocolate pies he sent last time.
I had to dodge all the pies at work on Monday because it was pie day, and it was just pies everywhere. And I kept having like dodge and weave people throwing like these delicious pies in my face. It was the worst day of ever.
I do a really good job with my MyFitnessPal. Yeah. Like I go to work and I track my breakfast and I track my snacks and I track my lunch and I'm like, you know, and I eat my dinner and I stay under my goal and then I just shove random stuff in my face for the rest of the night.
Well, you should still put that in the MyFitnessPal.
What?
That should go in MyFitnessPal too.
No, because when I finished dinner, I was under my goal, so I succeeded.
I do
dumb shit in my face.
I do a good job of checking the bad stuff, so like I can go back. Oh, that was a bad day. But yeah. I know what you mean.
Like I'm like, yay, I made it. Oh, what's one sleeve of Girl Scout cookies?
The struggle is real.
600 calories is what one sleeve of Girl Scout cookies is.
Is it that few?
It's probably more. I was That's being totally generous. Worth it. It's about 200 calories per two cookies.
Okay, I was going to say six for an entire sleeve, totally worth it. Yeah. That was a well-played move then.
Yeah, that's dinner. It's just a sleeve of Girl mm-hmm. Scout cookies.
I'd be on board with
that. I mean, that's...
If that legit. Is your dinner.
Yeah.
I'd still be on board with that.
Balances out the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all about the calories.
Nothing else. Scurvy doesn't exist.
Hey, long-term, short-term problems. Hey,
not so much anymore.
Yeah, we eliminated it with vaccines.
Yeah.
1 teaspoon of lime a month, Nathan. That's all you need to prevent scurvy. You got this under control.
Lime disease keeps scurvy away?
Yes.
So everyone else wants dried fruit and I get pies?
What depends on the fruit.
Dried apples are really good.
Speaking of which, so I never thought about this before until I was watching a Dimitri Martin stand-up thing on the Netflix, and he pointed this out. You can buy prune juice.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck can you buy prune juice? A prune is just a dried plum. Number one, all the juice is pretty much gone. Number two, anything you get out of it is just plum juice.
Well, where do you think they put the water that they took out of the prunes when they dried them?
Yeah. Then it's plum juice.
No, it's just water. That they took out of the
it
plum.
It could be a pureed plums that then has some type of liquid like, reintroduced.
Like you don't see raisin juice. It's grape juice.
Well, because raisin juice would be gross.
Like, why is prune juice not just plum juice?
Now I want grape juice.
Grape juice is good, but
I like prunes.
I would not want raisin juice. That just sounds horrible.
So does well. Indeed.
I love prunes. I know that I'm supposed to not eat prunes until I'm like 80 and I can't poop, but I've always liked them. They're delicious.
You'll have a really good poop the next day if you eat like five of them.
Well, they come or in those like 20. Oatmeal cylinders. Yeah, yeah. I'll just eat a fucking cylinder. Those things are delicious.
Oh, God. You should weigh yourself before and after that shit and report back to us.
I was listening to a podcast where somebody was talking about making an invention that's a toilet seat that weighs your...
Oh my God, I saw that. It actually exists as far as I know.
Yeah, he actually thought of it like many, many years ago.
I was so excited to see that was actually a product.
But yeah, so you could weigh yourself before and after your shit.
Once a week, so that'd be a pretty big number. That'd be a pretty big change.
I thought that was just what the bathroom scale was for.
Twice a day here, but that might be all the prunes.
Yeah. So
I don't have time to poop once a week.
How do you play your games on your phone?
What?
Not when you poop.
I have poop.
That's what pooping's for, is reading and phone gaming.
I sit down, 10 seconds, poop, move on with my day.
What?
I don't stay in there. I got shit to do.
Yeah, I got phone games to play and interneting to do.
I can do all that in my... I can do any. I'm not married. I can do that wherever I want in the house and not be bothered.
It's an old habit from when I was, you know, in a family of five and had siblings and everything.
Yeah, I can be anywhere in my house doing anything.
Anytime you read a Facebook post or an internet post by me, I was shitting when I wrote it.
I can believe it.
I assume you're always shitting.
It explains a lot about your Facebook posts.
Fair.
Yeah.
You should start periscoping. Don't do it.
I think Brian,
is that like a turtle?
No, Periscope. It's basically like a live Twitch stream, but it's straight from your phone. So you could like Periscope and just show yourself, you know, like, hey, I'm pooping.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Do they have like the Snapchat thing so it'll look like my poop has faces?
No.
Why wouldn't you do that? You can do a face swap with your poop.
Yeah, I know. I've seen those. They're stupid.
I don't understand what's happening.
There's
a Snapchat. Their camera will do stuff like you open your eyes and like rainbows will shoot out of your eyes on your screen because it can recognize your facial features, and it can also do facial swaps, so it'll like swap your two faces. It's always wacky.
Usually, it's when somebody puts it on a baby or something like that.
Yeah,
it just looks weird.
I saw one where the guy like he got face swapped with like a bowling ball or something, and it was very disturbing. I also saw somebody who drew a smiley face on their nipple and then face swapped their nipple with their own face, and it was amazing.
Yeah, we apologize for the Twitch viewers that they did not send out a notification when we went live.
Well, you tweeted it though, didn't you?
I did tweet it.
Yeah. But
Twitch didn't actually notify. So
we sent it out.
Yeah.
Twitch didn't send it out.
Yeah. Twitch failed us.
Yeah, we try to be live at 6:15 on Sundays. If we're not going to be live, then we'll try to
6:15 Central Daylight Time.
Central Time, yes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Was it? Oh, I know, somebody had mentioned still in there about the rule books. I'll grant it. I'll give it that it's bad, but it's definitely not as bad as any of the Spartan games rule books. If you ever had to play Dystopian
Wars,
those
are the games I was talking about that I would want to redo the rule books. Yeah. They're so bad.
Or
honestly, it was a game within a game, just trying to understand the rule book at all. When it comes to board games though, when I buy a board game, before I even look at the rule book, I have probably watched 2+ hours of videos on how to play the game. So by the time I get to the rule book, I've already been spoiled by a bunch of stuff, and then I'm just reading the rule book to kind of see what's going on.
Well, yeah, and there's kind of a tough decision when you're writing the rule book for a board game, because you can either do it like chronologically, like you're like, first you do this, then you do that. But if you do it chronologically, none of that shit makes sense. You know what I mean? You're like, well, why am I doing these things? And it's not until you get like the end of it where it talks about scoring and everything that you're like, oh, well, that's why I did the stuff at the beginning. So you kind of have to, there's a temptation in each of those steps to over-explain the why, and then they can just become this giant mess.
Well, in general, you want a pretty good in the beginning. You want kind of like a summary concept.
Yeah.
And you can kind of go on.
And a good rule book does that. Like they give you enough to get the concept and you know what you're doing, and then you can go through and you're like, oh, I kind of get this, and then the details spread out. But it's just, it is really tough to write a rule book.
And like, sometimes, like Brett Myers, who's like a local who has some published board games,
who needs to stop doing his board game nights on fucking Tuesdays. I close on Tuesdays, Brett.
Well, it's also down. It's also in a really weird place. But on top, yeah, it's a bar downtown where I don't want to play board games or be on a Tuesday night. But, he had a board game come out, and they just, like, the company just didn't put the appendix in his rule book. Like, he wrote it. It was there. They just, like, left it out. So what's he supposed to do is, you know, he wrote it, and he figured it was complicated, so the appendix would help, and it just didn't exist. So it's like, well, you know.
That would save on page count.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it did. But, I mean, you know, he wrote it with that in mind, and then it didn't exist. So that can be frustrating from a game designer as well.
As a printer, I wonder if his appendix made it so that the total number of pages in the book was not divisible by 4.
Yeah, I don't know.
You always need, if you're going to do a fold in half stapled book, the total pages need to be divisible by 4.
That explains why some rule books have weird pictures plastered here and there to kill some space.
Yeah, because if you think of that, the full sheet of paper that's being folded in half, it's going to end up with 4 facets, right? And so you can cheat it somewhat by having random pictures like that. But yeah, I have people all the time when I did printing would come in with like a 5-page document. And they're like, I want this a folded book. And it's like, so you want me to just shove 3 blank pages in there? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Or they just fucked him. One of those two things happened. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Good times.
What?
I'm just reading the comments. So people mentioned that there wasn't for even Painting with Menoth John. Didn't get an announcement that he went live either.
Maybe Twitch is just like, no announcements today.
Correct.
I saw someone that had a big paragraph long War Machine question up higher. Was that something interesting?
Yeah, we could talk about that. I did ask the public for random topics for us to discuss too. So, quick question on War Machine Hordes with the newer scenarios and reduction of armor skew. How do you feel are the best ways to deal with gun lines for melee centric forces like Kricks or Trollbloods? I don't know if there's really a getaway from armor skew yet. Of course, we haven't really seen it that much, have we? Have we seen that much armor skew?
You're about to see 8 growlers in Karchev.
That is true. Or not growlers.
The Ragers.
Ragers. Yeah, 8 Ragers. Yeah. 8 Ragers in Karchev you're about to see.
And you might see, you know, 13 pigs.
then that basically just cements that I'm still going to be playing my Crix well into 2016.
But it does make like a rock, scissors, paper thing, where if the armor skew is still there, then people are going to be bringing infantry spam because that's volume of attacks.
Weapon
ashes, which means that then gun lines beat that, mm-hmm. and they lose to the armor skew, and you end up with this.
Well, the volume of attacks, I mean, a lot of times with Crix, if you're going against a gun, you want to have more guys that they can handle shooting. So, because usually if it's a solid gun line, you know, you have more troops because you don't need as much. Once you engage, their melee is usually so bad that then you just start taking it out that way. So you only need a few to make it through to, like, wreak havoc on.
Well, that's the theory with the Doom Reavers. Like, yeah. 12 Doom Reavers are garbage.
Yeah.
50 Doom Reavers are amazing.
Yeah.
And not divisible
because
by 6.
When you kill 12 Doom Reavers, having 0 left isn't scary.
Sure.
Having 40 left is scary.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
He'll even lose 30 and still have his 20 just to do everything.
20 Doom Reavers are in your grill wrecking your shit.
Yep.
Yeah, it helps out with Doom Reavers having the Berserk on them and reach. So good.
Fearless abominations.
But yeah, that's the main thing you can do is just have more dudes to survive the shooting line.
And that's why Crix does well with it, because, you know, most of my stuff will have stealth, so usually it'll survive its way up there.
Stealth will mitigate. Yeah, some mitigating things, because you won't mitigate all factions, but, I mean, if you have a combination of stealth or incorporeal or some other gimmick, you can usually, you know, wrong eye and snapjaw advances down the field, can't be shot, so that's just, you know.
Yeah.
He's got reach, he engages a whole gun line unit, you know. Yep. All sorts of things can go on.
Yeah, and if you have something like Fast and Sacrificial that you can just run up into them to tie them up to buy the rest of your army time.
Soul Hunters run 16, engage a bunch of shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they die, but if it buys enough time for the rest of your army to get into there.
Yeah.
Like, Gun Mages aren't killing Soul Hunters in melee, you know? Yeah. Like, once you're in there, they're just sad. Well,
and that's the same thing with those, with the Bog, not the Bog Trogs, but the Croak Raiders. They wouldn't be able to handle Soul Hunters. I mean, they're defense 14. They can't hit anything in melee.
They have gang.
I suppose.
Yeah, that's one weird thing about Bog Trogs is them having gang.
Not
or
Bog
Croak Hunters. I meant Croak Hunters. Yeah. Them having gang. It's like, oh, you're good in melee too?
It's a little weird they're good in both.
Yeah, it's like Battle Mages. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'll get into, oh my god, that hurts.
Yeah, maybe my other person that was taken on that one time.
Yeah, they have gang.
Oh, maybe it's because I had a jack. Because their attack power is so low.
Yeah, even with gang. But they'll tear up infantry, but they're not going to melee a jack to death.
Yeah, because I had I remember when I dealt with those, I had my Griffin spam list, and I just ran Griffins into them, and they're like, not much.
So, Jackie, when's the last time have you got any War Machine any War Machine recently?
Not really. I played a game against Jake Quimby the other day, like a month or so ago now, I guess. That was pretty fun. Oh, shit.
I'm excited about Jake Quimby now that I know he owns Twilight Struggle. He's my new best friend.
That was pretty fun, though.
You would hate Twilight Struggle.
I know of it. I know the game. Yep, it's like the Russia versus U.S.
It's going to be on the. It's coming out on the iPad. It's coming on the PC this month.
Oh my god!
iPad the following month. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, iPad the following month, and then Android a month or so after that.
I was going to say I don't have an iPad, and then I remembered that I do.
No,
it's just on my bar, covered in dust, because I only used it to play Small World with people.
And now we'll have
Lords of Waterdeep, rather.
Yeah, and now we'll have Twilight Struggle.
I'll have Twilight Struggle.
But yeah, our game was Nemo 1, Gatsby 2, and Nemo 1, or no, Nemo 1, Scar 1, rather, and I got feedback mostly to death. It was going really otherwise.
He was playing Crix?
Yeah. Yeah, he just felt like doing it for once, so he borrowed Keith's Crix and got a list from Keith, and turns out Crix not so fond of chain lightning.
Nope.
They are not.
Nope.
Keith is more and more begrudgingly starting to like Acid Trip, and it makes me so happy. Nothing's ever made me happier than watching him come around about that list.
It's pretty fun to watch, actually. I appreciate it.
I have a new challenge to try to make Scavrous work now, too, which that's my new personal
challenge. If you're going to play that in tournaments, what's your other list going to be? Like, what are you going to two
I'm
list?
I'm thinking more to Nebra.
Gotcha.
No Denny 3?
Well, it's going to be a Jack-heavy list, so I either can stick with that goofy Denny 3 list, maybe adjust it a bit, drop one of the characters, and put in actual support things to make it work, or Mortenebra. Probably in theme, in theme, you lose Nightmare, and Nightmare is super legit, but you gain like 6 points and extra inches on your deployment zone and all kinds of
her
other amazing things.
Her theme is super amazing.
Yeah. I read an article talking about playing her out of theme, and I'm like, yeah, Nightmare's good, but so is everything her theme gives her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can go either way. I mean, so it's not a bad thing. But
I'm really excited to play her with the Shield Guard Jack. Those come out like next week, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Those exist? What?
Yeah, they're coming out next week.
Yeah.
There's a big release.
They are not coming out next week.
They're not coming out ever.
The No Quarter on Tuesday is going to have the campaign rules in it.
I saw the Mistspeaker rules.
He'll be used in Minions and then never anywhere else.
Yeah.
They promoted him as this, like, every faction is going to want him for his abilities, and then you're like,
If that thing wasn't friendly faction, if it was just friendly, then yeah, I think you'd see him a lot. But friendly faction, so limiting.
Well, but, yeah. You just have to have more minions in your list.
Yeah, but he will be solid in minions.
What single minion model, like what? Because it's not even model unit. Like it's one minion gets Isla's Sighted Magical Weapon.
Like, well, that I let's see, Rorsch.
I guess maybe you put on a meat thresher if you bring it in a list that takes
the magical meat thresher.
Yeah. Magical Eyeless Sight meat thresher just tearing it. Yeah, I just meh. Because the thing that people pointed out is that the Sacral Vault already has Eyeless Sight and magical weapons, and it's the best gun in Gators. So Gators have like two guns. They have the Sacral Vault and they have the Ironhead Spitter. And it's like, well, nobody cares about the Ironhead Spitter, and the Sacral Vault already has it.
Andy, how attached are you to your monitor?
Yeah. How attached are you to gravity crushing your baby with a monitor?
Yeah, I can go either way.
Okay.
Zappity.
Grumble.
What are our Zappities here?
Rask could use Isla's Sight for his magical weapon.
He'll be Iris.
If Rask list, it'll be a Rask list where you see him.
Which makes sense because it's a bog truck.
Yeah.
Yep. Are we Zappity grumbling
in? Yes.
I guess we're 47 in. Oh, somebody burped.
That was me, sorry.
All right, so Nathan Scott is asking, in all seriousness,
liar,
I would like to see everyone's opinion on Guild Ball, aside from I already have a sports game, and Guild Ball sucks, Miller Lite is awesome, troll, and beyond that, I just don't have another minis game. I don't have time for another minis game dismissal either. It's kind of the new hotness. It isn't going anywhere anytime soon. I should honestly address it.
I don't care about Guild Ball. Was that on the list?
Nope.
Good. That's my answer.
Based on how many people are playing it, it's probably good. I've never played it, though, so I do not personally know.
Yeah. My honest answer to him was... that there's only one person on the podcast that plays it, and that was Kurt. Kurt likes it a lot. None of us have played it, so we don't really have an opinion on it, in a sense, other than I heard it's good.
The only person on the podcast who has ever played it thinks it's good.
Yeah.
I have a challenge in my life. I'm single, and I have like 40 or 50 free hours in a week or more. And I don't have enough time to fit in all the games, and I just can't fit in another game. So that's my problem.
That was on the list.
That was on the list.
That one.
All right. So you don't have time for another minis game.
I don't have time for anything. I have too many games. Sorry. But that's why my first answer would count.
Yeah. I mean, eventually I'll probably get sucked into a demo game of some sort, and I'll be able to give a more formal opinion on that. But, I mean, from everything I heard about it, it plays basically similar to like a miniature skirmish game, which
I'm sure
is
it's
fine.
I'm sure it's the best game I've never played.
Yep.
Right in your chair, Nathan.
I haven't played it yet, so I really can't give an opinion, but I've heard nothing but good things about it, really. So, reserving judgment?
As long as a phrase is banned, that War Machine game sucks now. You should play Guild Ball. It's not the starting point of...
If you are a pundit for Guild Ball, stop trying to promote Guild Ball as being a better game than War Machine. Or just don't... You don't have to compare it to other people's games. You just promote your game.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
imagine if War Machine was good and had 10 models and it was a sport. That's Guild Ball.
Yeah. Nothing will draw me, nothing will push me further away from your game than basically bashing the thing I like now.
Yeah. Well, I will even say soccer with robots would be pretty legit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even when I didn't like War Machine very much.
It's called Grind. Yeah. That game was not very good.
Never mind. Soccer with RC cars is pretty good.
That's true. That is,
is that the game that your cat, your babysit cat peed on?
No, it's the game that we played on the PlayStation that you got the first score and you were all happy and then you never scored again and you got grumpy.
What was that game called again? I can't remember and it was legit.
Rocket League.
There we go, Rocket League.
People still play. That's a big game still.
Still amazingly good. I'm not good at it. I am pretty goddamn awful.
Oh, I was fucking terrible at it.
We should play it again as a four-player team.
Alex platinum that game.
All right, so Zappity.
That grumble.
How do you think Wave 8 will affect the X-Wing meta?
Oh, man.
People are really into X-Wing, and I don't get it because Armada exists. It's like, here's a game for children called X-Wing, and Armada is a game for adults, so I just don't get into the children's games.
Hey, Jackie has a tattoo. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
is it?
Baby.
I don't know. Wave 8.
It's not plugged in, so that's good.
Like, power strip and baby together.
Your hair will stand up.
Lights all go out.
Yeah, I've never played either, but Armada just seems better.
Yeah, playing with bigger ships just seems much better. I would rather much play with the Star Destroyer than...
And you can still have like the Millennium
you
Falcon.
And your Star Destroyers. I don't get that stuff. The Imperial ships are just big, boring triangles. Like, look how sleek and sexy a Mon Calamari battlecruiser is.
It's effectiveness versus blah.
Or the medical ship. What are those? The Nebula B.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those things are beautiful.
When they blow, as they're blowing up, they're pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
they
adorable.
Do make pretty nice explosions.
Uh oh.
I found this.
I think we need to bring pizza for our next time for a distraction.
Zappity.
All right. Any comments on the coming rotation for Hearthstone?
I haven't played Hearthstone. It's actually, people have been enjoying it quite a bit again. I just, too many things to do.
It's got too much to collect in it. I ended up getting like three of the expansions, and I started playing it again, and I lose interest like immediately. I'd rather play Heroes of the Storm or WoW, or I've been starting to play StarCraft again. So
yeah, if I have time to play Blizzard game, it's going to be Heroes of the Storm until May, and then it'll be Overwatch.
Yep.
I have a special appreciation for Hearthstone because it's a really good I'm bored at work but can't bring my full PC game. So I played a lot at work. But that said, I also haven't collected even the original yet. It just takes such a long time.
Yeah.
So.
I think LCGs have kind of killed my interest in CCGs, even a digital one. Like the you know, opening packs and hoping for a rare and this, that, and the other. I kind of just don't care about that as much anymore.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
You mean you don't want that holographic Charizard?
Yeah.
No.
Hearthstone's fun for me to randomly play sometimes on my Kindle, but I just don't gung-ho into it.
Oh, you found another one, did you?
All right. You guys should talk about War Machine. We did. Or talked about Adepticon, considering it's in 2 weeks.
We did. We mentioned it existed and that three of the four of us didn't have rooms.
Yep.
Zappity.
Grumble. If you're making a War Machine video game, what story, characters, aspects of the game do you use? To be perfectly honest, when I first saw their idea for War Machine, the video game, when they had kind of like the Dynasty Warrior style with the Warcasters running around destroying troops.
Where you could jump into your jack and control it as your character as well. Oh, God, she has a handful of beard. This is going to end badly.
Yeah. But that's honestly how I would do it. I liked that version. Not saying that the tactics version isn't bad, but it's...
No one would call it good.
Oh, fuck. Oh, good. Okay. That was really painful. Yay. I didn't need 80% of my face anyway.
But I definitely would make it so you're playing either Kador or Signar as the quote-unquote good guys versus Krix or Cephalix or something like that. That would be how we'd do it.
It's really sad, too, because the idea they had for tactics was such a good idea. It just wasn't executed well. Like, I really liked the idea of being able to play a game of War Machine online. That was super legit, but...
Yeah.
That's what Vassal's for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, your Vassal doesn't work very well, either.
Vassal's a big pain in the butt.
Have this thing.
Okay.
You have less facial hair to get torn off.
I thought you needed the waxing. She does it for free. Some people pay for that, Nathan. Okay. It's a valuable service.
All right, Zappity.
Grumble.
Is it now a good time to buy 8 units of Doom Reavers? Cram painting for Adepticon, and how many years in a row before someone learns their lesson?
You can do it. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah, you could do it.
Those lists are more. Those Doom Weaver lists are better at smaller local metas.
I quite agree, little girl.
They don't work as well in big events because you're going to randomly come across a list that can just stop you.
Yeah, there are a lot of super hard counters. Like, the only reason it's done so well for so long in Madison is that we all know what we need to run to stop it, and just none of us cares to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, he won another tournament because we don't want to... A lot of us want to bring two lists to an event and play those two lists. We just know they can't handle Doom Reavers. We just don't care. So it's like, oh, we lost to Jordan that round, but I can play three actual games the rest of the day.
I would rather play the two lists I want to play and lose to Doom Reavers than have one of my lists dictated, because it has to be that to answer Doom Reavers.
Yeah.
But now I have a list I want to play that beats Doom Reavers, and that's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I actually went to the tournament. I didn't really want to take on Doom Reavers at all. I mean, I had Gatsby too. I mean, that's something I could have did at the 35-point event. But, I didn't want to play my Denegra list at 35. It just,
Well, yeah, but your Gatsby list is what he is. Yeah, they both can handle it.
Yeah, you can't excarnate, but if you deliver a Bile-Thrall the old-fashioned way... That's that.
Kaspooshk.
And I should be able to with clouds.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Zavity.
Rumble.
If you could retroactively go on errata.
All right, it's grumpy mode now. We have reached... That's the noise I think our listeners make about an hour into our podcast, too.
Pretty much.
Uh-oh, Andy, under you.
What? I'm in your way.
Aye, all right. What's the question?
There you go. Somebody else got it. Aye.
If you could retroactively go and errata or buff any 3 to 5 casters in any or all factions, what would you go change and why?
Zappity. That's way too long. Aaron, fuck you. We don't care. I'm deleting that message.
No, well, reduce it to one. Retroactively make one errata. Although errata don't have to be retroactive because that would just be retroactively
Morgul
designed them
gains
differently.
Acrobatics.
I can see that. That's fair.
It's still a 12 inches. It's still much smaller than most casters' threat ranges.
To be fair.
But it makes a 12 inches of trouble.
It doesn't make sense. They never depict him in his artwork like flipping over models acrobatically on the way to killing
him. Yeah, if you look at all of his arguing things, that guy has acrobatics. No.
Morgul?
Morgul, yeah. Morgul 2
needs acrobatics.
Yeah.
I honestly think that when they gave the errata for Morgul 2, he should get his Mark 1 feet back. Considering how blind
now
is
that
now,
blind has been mitigated somewhat,
his current feed is so bad anyway. So
I think that's.
I would take either of those options. You give him just the ability to be super dangerous in 12 inches, legitimately, because I mean, people. There's other casters. Look at Butcher 3. What Butcher 3 can do in 18 inches, or you know, so many casters can do so much more damage so much farther away nowadays.
Yeah,
giving him at least 12 inches isn't going to break the game, and it still doesn't make him great. It just makes him, you know, a little bit better.
I agree. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's simple.
Debbie.
Yeah, you don't get to say whatever you are inhaling to say.
I was going to say, I, being biased as a Signar player, I fucking love Nemo 1, but his feet is useless unless you're Crix. I would change his feet to something else.
What does his feet do? It like zaps things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it disrupts all warjacks and
so it's useless. It's power if 14 they are Crix, not the other way around.
No, I like it for Crix because then you can't use your arc nodes.
Oh, gotcha.
And power 14, you can actually kill some arc nodes,
and they're boostable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good against hordes.
Yeah,
you can smash some Orbeez with that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Zappity.
There's too many casters' feet to say living models are this or living models are that. Let's just say models. We don't need to. I understand fluff reasons
as
why.
As a convergence player, fuck you.
I'm just saying there's a lot of things that are living only, and it's like there's no. I get the fluff behind it, but
everything should say living or undead. Stick with that.
Or non-living or undead.
Oh, here, that reminds me. Not really, but it kind of does. I don't play this faction anymore, but I always thought that Magnus's one feat should be Magnus's battle group gets to make an immediate advance. Which is less total distance, because his current one is gets a run after the turn's over. So an advance is less than a run, so it's actually a reduction in total maneuverability, but it's a gain in usefulness because you get to use it then and now.
Mm.
Like, his current feat, you don't use it, it doesn't increase threat range, it doesn't, you know, get you the Alpha Strike. It hypothetically, it's used to, you charge, you smash into him, and then you run to a safer location, but with scenarios existing, you can't do that. You can't like hit and then retreat into your deployment zone, because then they're like, okay, I score five and win.
Yeah.
Like, so I always thought that the concept of maneuverability was really good.
You'd have to rename the feat.
Sure, I'd have to rename the feat.
I'm just saying.
It could still be called hit and run. It just wouldn't make sense. That's fine. Because I mean, even on scale, like Shay moves his entire army 3 inches, so moving your battle group 5 to 6 inches isn't much stronger. But yeah, that's mine.
Zappity.
He is absolutely Rumble. Enthralled by whatever's
do
going on.
Do you guys that's tink? Okay. That's apparently British for think. Do you guys tink there will be an X-Men versus Avenger crossover movie with both studios working together, aka parallel universe movie? No.
Are you sure that's
Goldberg
British?
Never wrestled Stone Cold Steve Austin. The Avengers will never fight the X-Men.
Well, if for the franchise to start to lose money and they get desperate, yes.
They didn't get Spider-Man finally.
Yeah, they got Spider-Man, and that's that. I mean, that is a Sony thing. If Sony needs, the thing is, the X-Men movies are actually, they do well on their own. Where that and that's yeah. and that if one of the two franchises starts to plummet. You'd probably see someone pay the other to do something.
Like, I could see Batman versus Superman 2, The Revenge of the Fantastic Four, because they have not, you know, they're failing miserably every time they try to make a movie, so that would be a desperation move. But like you said, X-Men doesn't need it. The Avengers don't need it.
Correct. No, not for either franchise.
That said, that's clearly not a British person, because they add unnecessary letters, not some.
Oh, no, this guy.
He is British.
He's British.
And Tink. Tink is a British thing. I've watched enough British TV shows.
Yeah, Doctor Who's always like, movies. Tink! I'll tink them to death.
Well, it's like that's the language that the guys speak in Attack the Block.
Yeah.
Which is their version of the Jersey Shore.
Which is a good movie. What?
What? It's my favorite foreign language film.
Attack the Block?
Yeah.
All right.
You telling me that's English?
Okay, fair. All right. Oh, we have a jackass at the next question.
Some useless fuckstick says, I'm about 6 episodes behind. Accidentally erase and just start with this episode, or power through a binge listen on next road trip?
Binge listen.
Although I'll say not one person commented on our last podcast, so maybe skip that one.
Ooh. There wasn't even a thread.
I think there was a release.
Yeah, it was. It came out. Just no one. No, it was like,
no. He means right now something released something from somebody's butthole. Oh.
Zappity, Gravel, recommendations. Recommendations.
But yeah, there wasn't even a thread for episode 152. Like, nobody cared.
Yeah, nobody cared. That's fine.
I mean, to be fair, I listened. I was on it. It was not worth talking about.
You listened?
I talked about it.
I never listen.
Wait, what's your recommendation, Nathan?
My recommendation is Patchwork. It is a 2-player board game that's quick and easy and fun. But more importantly, there's an app available on your iPad or your Android device, and it's only $3, and you can play it with me and other people. I'm currently playing 37 games online, because every time I log in, I start 5 more ranked games because I'm addicted to Patchwork. Please send help.
I'm recommending the movie Zootopia. I didn't know what it was about. I randomly saw it, and it was really good. It might be it's probably top 2 or 3 animated movies I've seen in a long time.
That bunny looks hot. Is she like fuckable?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a surprisingly good story, and it's one of those movies where when it was done, like, man, I felt like it was very quotable, and I couldn't remember the quotes because there was too many good ones, which is a good sign. And they also make there's also this really good line about telling Travis to shut up, which I thought has to be when a movie's on DVD, someone has to like take that small clip and just play it in every thread where Travis talks about something, and it's like, shut up, Travis.
Somebody mentioned that there's a Breaking Bad reference in it too.
Oh yes, there's a Breaking Bad. There's all sorts of that movie is actually good for a multitude of reasons. It's, you know, like all good animes, there's lots of good adult humor synced in there. Like, they're in Bunny Town, and the population, as they drive out of Bunny Town, the population's just constantly going up on the sign. You know, just a little thing. The kids laugh at the parents, like, oh, yeah, someone's doing something. And it's actually a good moral to the story, and it's...
I'm not sure.
I think she's trying to climb out the window.
She wants to go fly. Pressing your keys. That's my thing. Everyone sees Zootopia. Andy?
Andy's busy. Jackie?
What was the question?
Recommendation.
Hail Caesar was pretty good, too, on the subject of movies.
Well, it's a Coen Brothers film, so of course it's good.
Yeah. It's kind of like telling somebody to go see Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It's just something you have to do.
I think Raising Arizona is still my favorite Coen Brothers film, but that's mostly just because my family watched it 100 times as I was growing up.
That would do it, I suppose. Right.
What we're doing right now is watching Raising Arizona?
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah, that's... Oh, man.
Otherwise, other recommendations, good. Bring Baby Jail next time. That's my recommendation to
bring
myself.
Bring Baby Jail.
Yeah.
For Marshall, Jeremy, or an actual baby. You choose what you put in it.
I think Jeremy would go well in there. He'd have a hard time.
He would be very, he would be preoccupied with all the shiny things, and he wouldn't know how to get out.
That's true, too.
Episode 150 is up, I think.
It should be.
Yeah, episode 150 should be up. Episode 10 is up, too, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. All find it.
It's a hidden secret.
If you can find it, then let us know.
Yeah, there's a prize.
Yep.
150 isn't as hidden, though. That one should just be up.
Yeah.
There's no prize for finding
look
150.
Look somewhere between 149 and 151. That's a clue.
Actually, all the YouTube versions of the streams, 150 was not up because I had to piecemeal it back together because there was the internet problems during
the internet.
And then,
but the audio version's up.
The audio version's up.
But the YouTube version has suffered.
I don't know if we can have another Keith versus the Texans episode.
Oh,
it wasn't
God.
Really versus.
That he said he hated them and their stupid hats.
Oh yeah, yeah, I guess.
But now it's true, so we have to have a new topic.
Yes. It's less funny when it's true.
What?
My recommendation, I don't really have one. So there you go. Suck right. it, Trebek.
Baby proofing.
Yeah, baby proofing the podcast room would be
an impossible nightmare?
I would be impossible. We got a closet.
I almost broke your little cat bug, but I stopped myself. Because I thought it was one of those ones, because of the zipper placement, I thought it was one of the ones that turned inside out and stored inside of itself.
No.
But it didn't seem like that was going to happen without irreparable damage, so I stopped. You're welcome.
I'm glad.
Should we put the baby in the closet?
Nobody puts baby in the closet.
Oh! I get
a reference.
It's a reference.
Or baby in a corner.
Well, that would have been the actual quote, but it wasn't topical.
All right. Well, I guess we'll
bye, everybody.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
It's just everything.
He's sorry for this.
Oh, I forgot to stare into the last like 8 or 9 episodes. Every once in a while, I've just stared directly in the camera for like 10 minutes, in the hopes that it would creep somebody out. Like they'd be watching it and just go, "He's staring at me." I forgot to do that this episode.
Hold on. What's happening? Are we done? Is this recording? No. There's a menu in your screen.
So I still have time to do it.
Yeah.
The other people watching, I'm not staring at you. The person I'm staring at knows who I'm staring at. And they have to pick between me and Brian. What's happening over there?
He's clicking things. We're staring. It's the stop button.
No, he's doing something. Andy's got a clever idea in his head. He's going to do something. Meanwhile, things are happening to microphones. Don't look over here, Andy. Do whatever you're doing.
I'll mute that microphone.
That's not going to save it.
Muting won't save its life.
That's a chunk of a microphone gone. It's amazing.
Whoa.
What is happening?
Oh, he's going to zoom in on me. This is a long way to go for a gag.
He's zooming out. Oh, it's happening now.
Yes.
You should be staring at the camera.
Come closer. Come to me. Hello. Welcome to my abode.
To our listeners, you really need to view things to see. I think we're done.